BBC News with Jerry Smith. The police chief of the US city of Ferguson is to resign. Tom Jackson has been criticised by many activists following the shooting of an unarmed black teenager by one of his officers in August. Kim Katas reports from Washington.
Police Chief Tom Jackson was one of two officials whose behaviour was highlighted in a scathing report by the Department of Justice last week. The report was prompted by the fatal shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown by a white policeman last summer. It alleged racial bias in the city police department and court system and outlined ways in which the police and courts functioned as a money-making enterprise, mostly targeting the city's African-American population. Mr. Jackson had so far resisted calls to step down over his handling of the shooting of the unarmed black teenager and the weeks of protests that followed.
America's top general says there's no doubt that Iraqi forces will drive Islamic State militants out of Tikrit. But General Martin Dempsey expressed concern over how Sunni inhabitants of the city would then be treated. Shia militias make up a large part of the government forces attacking Tikrit, as Paul Adams reports.
This is not the government's first attempt to retake Tikrit, but this operation, now 10 days old, does seem to be the most concerted effort so far. And it's entering a critical phase. 3,000 government troops, backed by around 20,000 Shiite militiamen and a much smaller force of Sunni tribesmen, are now reported to have entered one of Tikrit's northern neighbourhoods, Qadisiyya. The city is more or less sealed off, but it's not clear if street fighting has really begun in earnest. An Iraqi major who declined to give his name for security reasons said his forces started advancing early this morning, moving towards the centre of Tikrit from four locations.
Defence officials in the United States say Washington is to send more non-lethal military aid to Ukraine. The package will include drones and unarmed military jeeps. The US has also imposed sanctions on 8 separatist leaders and a Russian bank, following claims by the Secretary General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, that Moscow is continuing to equip and train rebels in eastern Ukraine, a point echoed by the White House spokesman, Josh Earnest.
There continues to be evidence that Russia is continuing to transfer weapons and material across the border into Ukraine in support of separatists in eastern Ukraine. And there are continued reports that Russian-backed separatists are preventing OSCE monitors from getting access to those areas of the country that are necessary to verify compliance with the Minsk implementation plan.
A British military healthcare worker has tested positive for Ebola while working in Sierra Leone. It's believed the patient is a woman and her condition is being assessed before any decision is made about flying her back to Britain for treatment. World News from the BBC. A leading conservative opponent of the Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos, has questioned the decision to suspend for 1 month aerial bombing attacks on FARC guerrillas. The move is intended to help peace talks underway in Havana, but the Colombian Procurator General, Alejandro Ordóñez, said it would paralyze the armed forces while FARC continued to attack civilians. Cuba has re-established direct telephone links with the United States for the first time in 15 years. It's the first agreement signed between Cuban and American companies since the announcement last December that both states would renew diplomatic ties after more than 50 years of hostility. Will Grant reports from Havana.
A key part of the decision by the Obama administration to restore diplomatic ties with Cuba was to help boost telecommunications on the island. In the long term, it's hoped in Washington that that will mean greater internet access. But for now, it has at least brought a direct telephone connection between the two countries. Previously, calls were routed via third countries, driving up the cost of a call to the US from Cuba and making it prohibitively expensive for ordinary Cubans.
The American space agency NASA has made the first test firing of the world's most powerful solid-fuel rocket that it hopes will propel a manned mission to Mars in the 2030s. NASA said a low-temperature firing of the 54-meter-long booster, known as the Space Launch System, performed flawlessly. It was anchored horizontally for the test carried out in Utah. France has formally objected to a Belgian proposal for the design of a coin commemorating the 200th anniversary of the Battle of Waterloo, on the grounds that it risks undermining the unity of the Eurozone. Officials say the 2-euro coin is a negative symbol that could cause hostile reactions in France at a time when governments across Europe are trying to increase cooperation. BBC News.